Jesus is teaching us today about how to deal with situations when others wrong us, or others hurt us, or others sin against us. And it's important that we pay attention to it, because this passage is probably one of the most important things for the modern age Christian to hear, especially here in this country. Because notice what he does not say. He does not say, if your brother sins against you, tell everyone about it, post it everywhere. Just go out and yell about it, like many of us probably do on social media. How troublesome it is that because, you know, you're on social media, you're on Facebook, you're on TikTok, you're on Instagram, Twitter, whatever it may be, it's like, oh, well, I'm behind a screen. All they see is a name and an icon. They can't really know that it's me. So I can just say whatever I want, and nobody will know the difference. Is that what Jesus is asking us to do? Is to blast people on social media? No. Or does he say this? If your brother sins against you, go and tell all your friends, go and have little private conversations, and just talk about how horrible that person is, or how misguided they are. And just keep it to yourselves. Is that what Jesus is telling us? To gossip? To talk bad about people behind their back? Most of the time, without all the real information? Both of those things are not said in this gospel. Unfortunately, when we look and examine ourselves and the world around us, that is often the way we approach these kinds of situations. Did you hear what so-and-so said? Did you hear what so-and-so and so-and-so, what happened with them? Or did you hear that so-and-so was kind of being shady in this or whatever? How often do we find ourselves falling into these two temptations, neither of which is what Jesus is asking us to do? Because both of these sins, gossip or just angry rants, both of them do not actually love people. Both of them show that we don't actually see another person as a person. If we gossip about someone, we're just using them as an object to make ourselves look good and to tear them down. If we're just blasting whoever we feel like just because they wronged us, or they don't like us, or I don't like them, or I don't like what they're doing, they're not a person to us. They're just someone, something to destroy. Jesus is asking us to be human and actually talk to people. What a thing. What a novel idea to actually talk to people. In this day and age, it seems like nobody knows how to talk to anyone anymore. But that is what Jesus is asking us. He says, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. Talk to this person. Have the courage to approach him or her about it. That's ultimately what this boils down to, is do we have courage or are we cowards? Gossip and social media blasts are the work of cowards, not of Christians. And in fact, as Jesus knows very well in Ezekiel's book, which we heard in the first reading, it reads, if I tell the wicked, O wicked one, you shall surely die, and you do not speak out to dissuade the wicked shall die for his guilt, but I will hold you accountable. I will hold you responsible for his death. He's not mincing words. We have a duty from from God as Christians to live for the truth, for goodness, for love. And real love is not afraid to talk to someone when they've wronged us. Real love is not afraid to confront someone when they are stuck in their sins and don't see it. Real love is not afraid to just talk to people. That's the whole point of what Jesus is commanding us today. And this is not just, you know, for us. I hold myself as much accountable for this as well. I unfortunately know the kinds of conversations sometimes priests get into. And we have to do better. We have to do better about not talking about each other, just like all of us need to do better about actually talking to one another, saying, hey, I saw you did this and it kind of hurt me. Let's talk about it. Or hey, I saw you had been falling into this temptation. Let's talk about it. How can I help you? If we would just be willing to talk to each other without worrying about what the result would be, without worrying about whether or not someone is actually going to listen to us, how much different would our church look? There is nothing that is more destructive to a community than gossip. So what if we just stopped and actually talked to people instead of talking about them? How different would this community look? How different would our lives look? Yes, some people are going to get mad at us and cut us out of their lives because we decide to actually tell them the truth. But how much better off would it be if we were just more honest with each other? If we just actually sat down and respected someone, say, hey, I love you, so I'm not going to just harbor this hatred or this grief or this hurt, and actually talk to you about it. How much different would our church be here in Morgan City and throughout the world if only we had the courage, that grace from Christ, to talk to one another?